Books presents Sam's Letters to Jennifer, written by James Patterson and read by Jane Alexander and Anne Heche.
Special thanks to Florence Kelleher, who found out what little she didn't already know about Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and for Lynn Calamello, and most of all for Maxine Petro, my friend and confidant, who helped to shape and maximize letters from the beginning almost to the end. Prologue. Just like always. Sam and I are sitting on a mostly deserted beach on Lake Michigan, a little north of the Drake Hotel in Chicago. The Drake is filled with treasured memories for both of us, and we had dinner at our favorite table there earlier. I need to be with Sam tonight, because it's 1 year since, well, since everything happened that shouldn't have happened. It's 1 year since Danny died. This is the spot where I met Danny, Sam, in May, 6 years ago, I say. Sam is a good listener who holds eye contact beautifully and is almost always interested in what I have to say, even when I'm being a bore, like now. We've been best friends since I was 2, maybe even before that. Just about everybody calls us the cutest couple, which is a little too saccharine for both of our tastes, but it happens to be true. Sam, it was freezing that night Danny and I met, and I had a terrible cold. To make it worse, I had been locked out of our apartment by my old boyfriend, Chris, that awful beast.
That despicable brute, that creep, Sam contributes.